10 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Today is the 13th of Safar, 1444. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A early this Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Safar, 1444. You should scan the sky tonight and you will see Laylatul Badr, the 14th night, the full moon shining in its glory and beauty. Who makes all that happen? Only one supreme being, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 22, Suratul Hajj, verses 47 and 48. You see, the non-Muslims, by and large, majority of them, they would not believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah in His majesty, authority and sovereignty. Similarly, they would not believe in the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they would reject the message of the noble Quran. We're speaking of by majority of the non-Muslims. So what they would do already in the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the time of Mustafa Rasulullah Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was chapter 22, verses 47-48, وَيَسْتَعَجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ. Almighty Allah mentions it in the present tense and future tense, because even today, the scientists and professors and so forth, majority of them are atheists in what they say. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ, and they hasten you. They say, bring the punishment down now and now. بِالْعَذَابِ, so bring the punishment now. Whole day you speak about we will be punished and the chastisement of Almighty Allah will come. So bring it now. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala answers, وَلَيْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ وَعَدَى. Never will Almighty Allah go contrary to His promise. Everything has a time and a place. And when the punishment comes, then no one can divert it and no one can avert it as well. Look at the entire continent of Europe. In 6 months, 8 months, majority of them will be flattened. That they won't know where they're going to get their gas, their energy, their petrol, all these type of things. And already you can see that there is blackout in some countries, no hot water in some countries. And remember, this is the heart of Europe, where it is the Western civilization, as they tell us. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. He gives everybody a fair chance. Allah ki la tibe awaze. The stick of Allah, when it hits, it does not make a noise. So you had it too good for too long, and therefore now you will pay a heavy price. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ, and a day by your sustainer nourisher. كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ, is similar to 1,000 years of what you are counting. Now which person is going to live for 1,000 years? Today you hardly find people living for 100 years. So one day by Almighty Allah is equivalent to 1,000 years. And the day of justice, Almighty Allah states, مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ, that remember, the day of justice will be 50 30,000 years. So who can do all that? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That's why it is Yawm Al-Hisab, the day of reckoning, the day of accountability, the day of justice. Open chapter 70, Surah Ma'arij, and verse number 4, Miqdaruhu Khamsina Al-Fasana. 50,000 years. So that is what Almighty Allah's absolute power. He is Qadir Mutlak. He does whatever he wants to. Waka'ayyim, if you are surprised and astonished, O human being, and amazed, waka'ayyim min qariyatin, how many towns, how many cities, how many countries, meaning ka'ayyim lil kathra, for many, many, so many towns, cities, countries, amlaytulha, I gave them respite, I gave them time, they enjoyed themselves, wine, dine and swine, wahiya zalima wawhaliya, whilst they were oppressive to themselves, oppressive to others, oppressive to in their sins, in the shirk ala zulmun azim, that the shirk and blasphemy and ascribing somebody something to Almighty Allah is the worst form of oppression and transgression. Thumma akhaltuha, subsequently, thereafter, then I seized them, then I punished them, and now there's no exit. See the world, which direction is going. It is on the precipice of a huge, huge disaster, and Almighty Allah is showing us all this. Wa ilayya al-masir, and unto me, you human being and creation, you will return. You have no option, whether you king or queen, whether you are pauper or millionaire, male or female, Muslim or non-Muslim, death will come. Wa ilayya al-masir, and you will return to me. Then what answer will you give? So remember that death is inevitable and a reality for each one of us. So we as human beings and who are loyal to Almighty Allah should prepare in this world for the post-death, so that we say, thus we did our duty, we fulfill it with beauty. That is what Islam is teaching us. لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ amala. That which one of you, that when Almighty Allah created death and life, so that you show whose conduct is the most beautiful, whose actions are the best. See by Almighty Allah, Allah does not count the actions, Allah weighs the actions. Why? So that sincerity and for the love of Allah, you don't bother about people and their criticism when they are on batil and falsehood. We need to name them and we need to shame them. And that's what we're going to do now. Chapter 67, Surah Mulk, and verse number 2. Let's give you some international news, and you, the non-Muslims, make note of all this. And you Muslims who are apologetic, you see the problem we got with the queen. See, I give you, for true Muslims we speak about. So, two big problems that happen in our lifetime. Who is Tony Blair? Tony Blair, Bush, all of them are war criminals, right? They murdered 1 million plus people in Iraq based on a lie, weapons of mass destruction. We all accept that, right? And you know Madeleine Albright said it's worth it to murder and to kill. Remember, 500,000, 500,000 children there. She's a Jutli, she's a Jewess. So remember, for them, we are all Gentiles, Goyim, non-Jews, nothing, it doesn't matter. Every day in occupied Israel, almost every day, 1-2 Palestinians, 1-2 Palestinians, just murder and kill them. So why? Because they considered terrorists, and you, the Jutlas and the Zionist apartheid terrorist regime, they are considered as the holy people. And the world doesn't bother. Let us be honest about these issues here. So we come back to Tony Blair, the murderer, the war criminal, knighted by your queen. So remember that, Sir Tony Blair. Mm. Then you come to Salman Rushdie, the man who heard the feelings of every true Muslim throughout the globe. He wrote the book, The Shaitan He Is, The Satan, The Lucifer He Is. He wrote the book, The Satanic Verses. What did the Queen do? She knighted him, Sir Salman Rushdie. So we say, and you can take this message to the whole world, we tell the Queen and her family and them that, see, your mother, your grandmother, great-grandmother has committed such crimes. Her hatred for Islam, her hatred for the Prophet of Islam is in front of you. So therefore, our message is very clear. Good riddance, and we have nothing to do with you. Now I want to show you, you must remember, evidence of what happened in India and so forth. But before I come to that, let me give you 2-3 statistics. You see, there's Arab regimes, MBS, MBZ, they all murtad shaitan out of the fold of Islam. They got Muslim name, but they don't worship Allah. They worship Satan and Lucifer. Look at UAE, on the death of the Queen, 3 days mourning period. Now you tell me, how can you reconcile that with Islam? You look at Bangladesh, another vassal state, another subservient of India. So you must remember that they got there 3 days mourning. It's haram for any Muslim country, any Arab country, to have a mourning period for non-Muslims. Remember that. The Quran Sharif is very clear. Therefore, in Islam, to pray for non-Muslims, to go to their cemetery, to have memorial service, for whoever it is, they are politicians or whoever, absolutely haram and not permissible. And you see what is happening in different parts of the world, including South Africa. Surah 9, verse 84. Wala tuswalli ala. Yesterday I read a comment from the Imams of Britain. You're a sellout, you Imams of Britain. You'll also became scholars for dollars or what? So hopeless, useless you are, Imams of Britain. They got some organization there. So you must remember that. You can quote me where you want to. Hopeless, useless. Do you even know what is the history of the monarch and so forth? So chapter 9, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. You cannot pray, you cannot read, you cannot make dua for any one of them who died a non-Muslim. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You can't even go next to the grave, say, no, I'm going to show my last respects. All that is haram in Islam. So you must be very clear. Chapter 9, verse 84. I just told my brother Uwaisi now, he's born in India. So I told him, Uwaisi, do you know your history? Write it down. And I want all of you to write it down, so you must remember that. One of our listeners, Allah Ta'ala reward them from Cape Town, sent it to me yesterday. I told you how much they looted and plundered and stole from India. Remember that. Do you know, you whiteys and you Muslims apologetic who are put licking the West, Sir Winston Churchill. Do you know what Winston Churchill did? He caused the murder, one should say, of 15 million Indians approximately, with the forced famine upon them, and the food and the grain, instead of going to India, was diverted to Europe and so forth. That is what your Winston Churchill did. Who said all this? He said it there in the Oxford University when they were debating, and not one person could break his arguments. Write it down, all of you, Muslim and non-Muslim. You spoke well. And to you, EFF, to you, EFF in South Africa, I don't agree with many things you say, but the statement you released on the death of the Queen, I'll give you 99% on that. Very good statement. Julius, you and your team did very well. All of you should look at the statement released by the EFF in South Africa regarding the mayhem, chaos of the British monarchy in different parts of the world, Africa and India and everywhere else. Go write this person's down, the name down, and then and you Google it and listen to his speeches and how he tears the British to pieces. They cannot answer one question of his. Doctor, that's his title, Shashi, and that is S-H-A-S-H-I, and then his surname is T-H-A-R-O-O-R, T-H-A-R-O-O-R, Taror, or Tarur. So remember that you should listen to him and see, and he will crystallize, analyze everything for you. What the British did there in India in their 150, 200 years, imperialism and colonial rule, what they did in Benin, how they stole from Africa, and how they stole from South Africa. King Charles the Third. Charles, remember you and your Camilla, your chameleon. So you know what she did to Diana, right? So remember that you, both of you, now have a meeting and address and redress the issue. And the biggest issue you have to address and redress, how come you gave Palestine, occupied Palestine, to the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionist regime? So that is when you will become a true king, if you stand for justice. Otherwise, you also will be thrown to the scraps of history, just like your mother. We say we will tell you good riddance. We need to be clear and square on these issues.
Well, sir, somebody wants to know from Margate that about the queen, that if she was wrong, then why did Allah Ta'ala make her die on a Thursday, Ustada?
So remember, to die on a Thursday is no virtue in Islam. And even if a person passes away on a Friday, there is no virtue for them. Abu Jahl died on a Friday. Abu Jahl died on Ramadan Friday. So where's Abu Jahl? The sped straight to hell, Quran says. It was 17th of Ramadan, to jog your memory. It was a Friday. It was Ramadan. And Abu Jahl, Amr bin Hisham, remember, is dispatched to the hellfire. So what will you say then? So remember, any person who dies on, he can die right by the Kaaba also, can die in Medina. Where did Abdullah bin Ubay die? He died in Medina. So the Ra'isul Munafiqeen, where is he? Innal Munafiqeen fi darkil asfali minan nar. There they are sent to the lowest, lowest layer of Jahannam. That is Quran, chapter 4, verse 145. So the Ummah today, you know, I think they took too much vaccine, you know. So therefore, it's a herd mentality. They can't think straight anymore. So therefore, to say RIP for the Queen or any non-Muslim, or to say she's going to heaven and that you lose your Iman, you'll go. If you say a non-Muslim is going to Jannah and Paradise, you're out of the fold of Islam. You're rejecting the Quranic verses. So we need to be clear. We don't carry favor with any person, any politician, any organization, or any government.
Ustaz, Sister Felicia wants to know that, is it true that the very pious holy people can see the dead in their graves? Ustaz, Felicia.
That you call Kashful Kubur, remember, that is not an evidence and proof in Islam, but Karamatan lil awliya, sometimes to honor Khasan-e Khuda, the special servants of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala shows them, but remember, for me and you to accept it from them is not compulsory, or that is their opinion, finish is between them and Almighty Allah. But if you are asking my sister Felicia that can it happen, yes, it can happen. We accept that, but we don't accept it as proof and evidence in Islam.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, what's the latest in Pakistan, Ustad?
The latest in Pakistan, see, again, the one word Dr. Shashi Tharoor used, I loved it when he said that word. He said, the British, whenever you go in London and so forth, you will see museums. Actually, in our vernacular, Hindi and Urdu, you call it Chor Bazaar. Chor Bazaar. Do you know what is Chor Bazaar? Bazaar, you know, that bazaar, market, mall, and chor, all the stuff they stole, you know. So all the gold and all the other valuables, rubies, pearls, and then they put it on their head and say, I'm the king and I'm the queen and so forth. Go find out from where is the origin of all those things there. So the origin of Big Ben from Palestine. Palestine, Muslim Palestine, not Jutlas, Muslim Palestine. They stole it from Hebron, brought it to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem straight to London and UK. So you must remember that I am on record on this, not once, I said it 10 times already. The current government of Pakistan is an imported government, to use the words of Imran Khan. The current government of Pakistan is an illegitimate and a corrupted government without exception. Remember that. Everyone was paid. And if you ask the masses in Pakistan who they want Imran Khan. I got nothing to do with Imran Khan. So he's got million faults, I got billion faults and so forth. But when you speak, you America, Washington, and you UK, London, speak of democracy. So yes, democracy, you must remember. The will of the Pakistani public is that they want Imran Khan, but you don't want Imran Khan. Why? Because he told you on your face, you don't come and dictate to us here. We are a sovereign state and an autonomous state. We are not your ghulam. We are not your slaves and your servants. No Pakistani politician had the guts to tell you that on your face, and therefore you want that on trumped up charges. So even yesterday the news came from Pakistan, just yesterday. So remember, London ki taraf se bahut dabao hai. So there's lot of pressure from London and Washington and all these places. The Pakistani politicians, by hook or by crook, they must get him arrested, Imran, whether it's this charges or this charges and so forth. They fear him so much, remember that. And don't speak of these Arab tenpot dictators. They will also say, we will give you the money to arrest him. That's what they do from the back, you must remember that. So that is why we say that for Pakistan, the best person with all his shortcomings is Imran. You see what's happening there. It's like under our white minority regime. They said that this person is a danger. This one is a danger. So take them and put them in Robben Island. Mm. So that's what they would do. So similarly, that when Muslim countries cannot think for themselves and they still remain with a slave mentality. So that is what happens there. A sad, sad state of affairs for Pakistan. Real, real people who sold their country. Yesterday, Sudeh said in his khutbah, you must listen to my translation. Sheikh Sudeh said in his khutbah to the Saudis there, if you are going to send out messages on your social media or any other way against the government, against Saudi Arabia, then you are a traitor to our country. So I asked him a question, Sudeis, the Imam Sheikh Salih Ali Talib spoke the truth, and then your guru and MBS Murtad bin Shaitan put him away for 10 years. He spoke absolutely nothing wrong, everything from Quran and Sunnah, and you siding with the zalim, the oppressor and transgressor. So who's the traitor to Islam? Are you the traitor? Or is Sheikh Salih Ali Talib the traitor? Obviously you the traitor to Islam. So that is what happens. That is what happens when you start bootlicking governments. Mm. You become scholars for dollars and Allah disgraces you. So there is what he is today in the world. People who know politics and understand, he's one of the most disgraced ulama in the world. Remember that. And he knows that. But what can he do? You must remember he was set up by them. So that is what happens.
Mm. I've got Bruno Ustad. He says, AK, I'm hearing you this morning. But is there any way that we can destroy Guantanamo Bay? Ustad, Bruno.
Remember, Guantanamo Bay is an indelible stain on the American regime, the tinpot regime run by, you must remember, the bankers and the arms industry. So all these guys who come in front, you must remember Trump and Biden and Obama and Clinton and Bush. They are just the front man. The real power is by Congress. The real power are the people who have the money and so forth and so on. That's how American politics works. So remember, this was Bush's idea that we must put them in Guantanamo Bay. His famous words, you're either with us or either you're against us and so forth. So you must remember that when America speaks of human rights, States, they speak of democracy and so forth. So we're asking them, where is the human rights for my 40 brothers there? They were over 600, 700, 800 there once upon a time. So now the number has come down because of huge international pressure and the shame and disgrace for the American regimes and tinpot dictators, from to Republican to Democratic government, whatever you want to call them. So where is their human rights? Where is the democracy for them? Where is the due process? So you see, so remember, it's a shame and disgrace for them. Same thing with my sister, Dr. Afia. Remember that on trumped up charges, a Jutla judge put her away for 80 years, 86 years, whatever it is. So remember, all this is cooked up. You must remember this. But the tide is turning. We say, Viva Putin. Hey, Putin, you put them in the place. You give America a good thrashing, like how Afghanistan, my brothers, the Taliban gave them. This is a proxy war between America and Russia. And Russia is winning by a mile. Remember that. You must be blind not to see that. So they just use Ukraine. Ukraine, one-fifth of it is already under Russian control. And now they say forced deportation. Every crime they say Russia committed, Israel committed the same crime and worse for the past 74 years. So why you Westerners, Americans and Europe don't speak against Israel? Every crime you say Putin war criminal, forced deportation, he did this. Every crime, remember that you're accusing him. Israel did it already, is doing it, and did it for the past 70 years. So why you don't speak against them? Why your double standards, you hypocrites?
Listen to Wesley said. He says, so we are gullible to the medical world, where we are forced to take vaccines that not even the doctors know about. Is this not dictation? Ustad Wesley.
When I told you, Wesley, I don't know how long you are listening. You see, who will say you must take vaccination? The politicians. You know South Africa. 500 billion was given to them. Upilo Mali Baba. Where's that money? Hayazi. We don't know. It's all gone in the hands. Don't blame only the Guptas. Guptas are guilty politicians. But today, how many politicians are guilty? How many organizations are guilty? How many Muslim organizations are guilty? How many Muslim doctors are guilty? How many Muslim scholars are guilty? When we told them this vaccination is haram, they said no. And they closed the mosque and all that, and now they want to open it for the non-Muslims. Who's fooling who? So we need to shame, name them. That is what Islam is all about. Imam Abu Hanifa told Imam Abu Yusuf, when it comes to matters of deen and Islam and people trample the Sharia, then you name and shame them. Open Al-Ashbab al-Nazair, you will find it there. Nevertheless, so you, my brother Wesley, you must know. You see Rishi. You know Rishi. Rishi is thrown to the scraps of history also. So Rishi, who was thinking that he will become the first Indian Prime Minister of UK and Britain, Rishi thought that now let me play a trump card. That he said, we made a big mistake. I'm just paraphrasing him. We made a huge big mistake by relying on the medical fraternity regarding the vaccine. We were wrong. At least this much he said. For that I give him due. Although there was a sinister motive and ulterior motive in that. But anyway, at least he had the guts to say it. So you must remember, if you go to the real doctors today, and you go to those who are not controlled by government, or not getting kickbacks from government and so forth. So the media today, they will play with you. Remember that. You know, if you've been to America, they're addicted to their TV. You must remember that. And every house will have a TV. Not one. They'll have 3, 4, 5. And they all day was looking at that. And then they get addicted to it. And they're so gullible. They believe what they are, what the politicians and people tell them. So today, monkeypox, tomorrow, donkeypox. Now America and New Jersey allowed brothers, sister to get married. So what pox that will lead to? So another swine pox or maybe or something. So all this year, you must remember, it's just for one reason. white hegemony and one world control, one world order and the reset. But everything is boomeranging now. That is the system of Almighty Allah.
I see Jonathan says, but if I tell you, AK, that you are biased, you won't like it, right? Jonathan Ustad.
For what you can tell me? Tell me I'm biased. To me it means nothing because the truth is always better. I'm telling you, Jonathan, that you Jutlas. When I say you Jutlas, we speak majority. You don't know what Jutla means, the Jews. You are a cursed people. You are super terrorists. You are a bunch of crooks. You stole Palestine. And every day you're murdering my children and my brothers and sisters. Is that bias? So you must remember this type of things here. So why you must remember you want peace with the Arab puppets and tin pot dictators, the haramis they are. They sold Islam, they traitors to Palestine and so forth. But believe you me, I'm telling you now, tomorrow I'm gone. When? Tomorrow I'm gone, meaning in the future I'll die. So when the time comes for death for them, they will die a death of a dog. You watch that. Unless they repent and make public repenting, that is different. Because we know, you see your Ariel Sharon, what he did. He went in with his 2,000 army to Masjid al-Aqsa. And what he said, who can stop me? And then he murdered in 2004. You must remember that Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Rahimahullah, a shaheed. And he martyred him and murdered him in cold blood. Allah put him 8 years, remember, in Sakarat and in the pains and pangs of death. Nobody could help him. That is in dunya. And year after, may he rot in hell forever.
Allahu Akbar. Ameen, ameen to ameen. I've got Gideon Ustad. He says, a friend of mine asked me, since when Modi and the Americans are friends, prove it to me. What answer should I tell him? Gideon, Ustad.
Tell him, Gideon. Simple, I'm giving you, and then I have to rush and go to the mosque. Tell him the hypocrisy of the Americans. When he, Modi, the terrorist, the murderer, he committed the massacre, he was in charge there in Gujarat. And the massacre of Gujarat took place. America passed the statement and the verdict, Modi will not be given a visa for 10 years to enter America. As soon as Modi becomes prime minister in 2014, then, remember, everything changes. He's welcome everywhere and so forth. You see the double standards? So you must remember this. This is what America does. Kissinger said it well. We don't have friends. We have interests. Once we use you, then we will drop you. He didn't say the second part, but I'll say it for him. He meant we will use you like a condom, and thereafter we will throw you away. And this Arab tinpot dictators can't see through that. Salaamu alaik. Okay, between 2 and 3 will be Brother Uwaisi, and 6 to 8 will be Brother Suleiman Esop. Inshallah, salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.